down. Okay, we're running a little bit late, which is the way we do things around here, and I kept track of how many times over the course of the last several months I was reminded that this event was starting exactly at 7 o'clock, and I had to keep to that time schedule, and I was here at 6:30, but, and I've got two little boys with me, too, who I had to get dressed and bring down. Anyway, welcome to the Neralo Showcase Anniversary Outreach Event, celebrating 5 years of the Ralos. My name is Garth Bruin. I am the new chair of Neralo. Thank you. And I have the honor of honoring you, the community. And for a fantastic event with a great agenda, some live music, some lovely dancers, and refreshments. But most importantly, we have some fantastic speakers. And first and foremost, I have the privilege of introducing CEOs, ICANN's new president and CEO, Fadi Rashad.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you, Garth, and congratulations. I will start off my notes for a minute to just tell you I had a chance to speak with Garth in the last few weeks. We had a bit of a discussion. And I must, in front of all of you, tell you that I personally deeply appreciate what he does. And I think that people may complain about the number of complaints he sends our way. But I tell them, he's doing our work. He's doing our work. So thank you for that. And you have my commitment to make sure that your work gets where it needs to get, to be heard, and to be incorporated in what we do. So we need more Garths. We need more people doing this good work so that we can clean up and make sure that this enterprise works for everybody. So thank you for that, Garth. I have a lot of things prepared, but I know that I stand between you and some pretty good drinks and fun things. So I can do the formal thing and tell you how delighted I am to be here for your the fifth anniversary of Norelos. And I'll tell you, this is incredible what you guys have done in a few years to create this structure and to take it global. Is amazing. It's just amazing. And it really, as I said the other day when I met with some of you here, it's the legitimacy of ICANN that you are here doing what you're doing. And the moment you stop doing what you're doing and you stop growing these ALSs around the globe and feeding this structure that actually gets heard at ICANN, and I'll make sure it gets heard, although you have some pretty good people representing you on our board, and they make sure you get heard. So thank you to Sébastien, who's here. We hear you. So, I want to say this again, the importance of your structures gives us, in my opinion, the best possible way to achieve the balance I told you is on my mind today. Because you bring a perspective that one could argue is the most disinterested perspective in the ICANN stakeholder community. You're not a business. You're not trying to make money out of this. You're not trying to influence others so that you can strengthen your positions. You're just trying to do the basic right thing for the users of the Internet. When I met with the various SO and AC chairs, yours is the only one who said, the real customer of ICANN is the user. And by the way, the others didn't necessarily say that. Some thought it's the registrant, some thought it's the registries and the registrars. Olivier is the one who stood up and said, no, your real customer, your serving is the user. So you have 2 billion customers, and you have 4 billion you haven't reached yet because you're not good enough. And he's right. So I want to congratulate you on the incredible progress. I just got some statistics here that amazed me, that the ALAC in 2002 produced how many policy advice statements? Zero. Big fat zero. And then in 2011, 40. Yeah. And in 2012, 37. So yeah. Most likely you'll break that record as well. So this, and these things are not taken lightly, and they won't be taken lightly by the board or by me. We believe your advice is very helpful and is very balancing. So keep it coming. I know Olivier keeps you guys working pretty hard, from what I hear. And I hope, as he said, and I heard him say that, that the work of creating these statements also moves to the Relos, so they take ownership of this. So it's not even in the most bottom-up of all bottom-up organizations that work truly comes from the bottom-up and truly comes from all of you and what moves you to tell us to do the right thing. Your voice is important. You have my commitment to hear it. I believe my partner now, absolutely my partner, Steve Crocker on the board, is equally committed to you and to this voice. And together, we will take it to the next stage. You heard me today introduce my new leadership team. And it may look like I just got a new set of cooks in the kitchen, but it's actually a lot more than that. I did not replace many positions on that stage today. Sally Custerton's position didn't exist before. Is Sally here, by the way? Hi, Sally. Come on up so they can all see you. I know it's been a long day, but this is the best part of it. So Sally's position didn't exist before. Here she is. For the first time, we have a chief stakeholder engagement officer. We have a person in my office whose sole job is to engage with you, is to listen to you. And one of the big things you saw under her box in my slides, capacity building. Capacity building, not just outreach, more than outreach, because outreach is a one-way activity. Capacity building has to produce results. We have to see the number of participants grow. We have to see the quality of participants grow. We have to give them the tools and the capabilities so it is not a struggle to participate at ICANN. That's what Sally will be doing. So use her and abuse her. That's her job. That's her job. The second person you saw on stage today is Jean-François Baril. And Jean-François Baril is coming to help me as a senior business executive because even though in this forum we want to succeed as users in getting our voice heard, but I promise today, multi-equal stakeholder. So we also need to give the people involved in the promulgation of the DNS in the world their due support. And Jean-François will help us do that better so that Sally and Tarek can focus on what they're doing. So we built a leadership team, frankly, that has been involved in very, very successful things. We have the experience. We know what we need to do. We're not going to waste your time with a lot of talk. We're getting to work. As Olivier reminded me, today is my 40th day on the job, and he's hoping that after Toronto, I don't start counting backwards. That I don't start saying I have, 642 days to go. And I won't. I mean, if it's anything like the first 40 days, I'm exhilarated, I'm energized, I feel great. I feel very lucky. Very lucky. Very fortunate. Really. Deeply so. Deeply so. Your welcome and your kindness and all the facets of this community, as I mentioned, from the work Garth does to the work Olivier does to the work I'm sure each of you contributes, it's what makes us so unique. There is nothing like this on the planet. I'm glad to be here. Have a wonderful party tonight. Have a wonderful party.
Thank you very much, Fadi. Fadi and I realized that we were both Boy Scouts as children, and that commitment to the community is something that never goes away. And my next speaker was somebody who I was trying to track down for the last 3 days. He was always running from place to place, and he's a very busy guy, so we should all feel very lucky to have him. It's the chairman of the board of directors of ICANN, Steve Crocker.
Thank you, Garth. Running back and forth, my appointments were scheduled at opposite ends of the quarter, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So it's been kind of a long day. And I came here prepared to say a number of positive things, and then when I arrived, I discovered that I was scheduled after Fadi. And he calls me a partner, but we're going to drop the pretense. This is getting old. He stole all my good lines. I've spent the time. I put in a lot of energy. I've watched ALAC from grow over a long period of time from a desire, basically, to a really powerful organization. I must admit, with a degree of skepticism, I asked them, so what are you going to do after you become real? And sat on the board with representatives of Wendy Seltzer, Vonda Scartesini, and others campaigning for a seat, a voting member, a voting position on the board. And I would keep asking, so what are you going to do, when you achieve all that? You got to have an agenda of some sort. I've been absolutely blown away with the vitality, with the substance. But Fadi covered all of that, so I've got nothing left to say. So I'm going to go in an entirely different direction and have to confess that in line with this notion of visual confusion that we have in the GTLD and IDN thing, that when I saw Naralo, I said, so I know what that is. That's an abortion rights thing. That's narrow. Or maybe it's a misspelling of normal, in which case I'm very interested. But it's just more of the same. It's just you guys trying to do good work and represent everybody on the internet. Well, we've been trying to do that for a long time, so why is that interesting? So, truly spectacular what you guys have accomplished over a period of time. Everybody comes into this environment with a mixture of genuine attachment for the enterprise, for the venture, wanting to do what's right for the community, and at the same time, other kinds of interests. In my case, coming from the technical community, wanting to see a very solid operation for the internet, to see technical excellence, many other people wanting to grow businesses, which is pretty useful since it pays the bills. As Fadi said, this is the purest form of representing the people of the entire planet and the users of the internet. And keep it up. I have to apologize. We have yet more work to do this evening, so at least I am about to disappear. I think Fadi is too. And I wish I could say this is my next to last appointment, but they just keep going. So have a great time.
Steve doesn't really disappear. He just moves quickly down the hallway. That's all. Our next speaker is from one of our community. He is our board representative from ALAC, Sebastian Beaujolais.
Thank you. I was hoping that Steve and Fadi will have been here for my speech because I will try to be to have some requests to them because I think it's a good time. We love the number five in this organization. We have five regions. We have 5 years to create ALAC, and now we are 5 years within the ALAC, and we are 5 years from the creation of RALO. Then we have a lot of five in our world around us. You will see why I am insisting on that at the end of my speech. I guess that's what internet was internet governance. But I must say that when Cheryl came chair of the ALAC, I guess ALAC organization was almost like that. And now with the work done by Cheryl and then by Olivier, we have a real house. We have a place for every one of you, and that's very good. But in the same time, we have a lot of realization. There is one we still have to struggle for, and I will switch to French. No, or to Spanish, maybe. We need. Nous avons.
We need.
You need to have your headsets, and I have to prepare you. Take your time. Okay. We need to have here not just my figure here. It's not interesting, but we need to have at least a second one. We really need to struggle because if we are. Speaking on behalf of 2 billion of end user, just one it's not enough. Even with two, we will be one. We speak for 1 billion. Then even though it's not enough, but at least we need to struggle all together to have a second seat as soon as possible in this board for the end user. Ahora me voy a hablar en español.
And now I will shift into Spanish. I think it is very important for us to work so that in each one of the countries of the world there is an ALS. More, if possible, but at least one is very important, because tomorrow we will have 1,000 registrars and 1,000 registries, and how many users will be there? Not very many. We need many more. Therefore, the aim is one in each country, at least. We will need some time to attain that, but we have the goal of 200 in 3 years, and this will be a good target. This will be a very good goal for the organization.
I don't know where I'm at in the I don't.
That's what 200 by 2050 could be a good target for everybody. Et mon dernier point que je vais faire en.
And my last point that I will do in French, and this is where 5 years ago in 2009 in Mexico, there was the first summit for the ALS, the first at-large summit. And I think it's very important that we go towards the second, because it is now time to demonstrate to the community as well that we are strong, powerful, united. And to be that, we need to all meet. We met by regions. Now we have to meet all together. And if we could do it in 2014, 2009, we did it. 5 years later, 2014 would be a great objective. And I hope that the ears of our bosses, the chair of the board, the CEO, can hear this so they can put that in place. I appreciate that you invited me. Thank you. I went too fast on my presentation, so I don't know where I'm at with the PowerPoint, but there's a little history on the PowerPoint to show you what happened in the last 10 years or more. But maybe could you, Matt, go to the next one? Thank you. Here is it. This is the summit in 2009. Next one, please.
The General Assembly, and that's the summit. Next one. And that's my hope. Thank you very much.
Merci and grazie. Everybody reminds me all the time that in North America we actually speak at least three languages. And while the business language of ICANN is English, it's important to keep that in mind. For our next three speakers, this is a real treat. When we first started organizing for this great event, we approached one keynote speaker who requested an honorarium that was actually a fairly sizable part of our budget. And I don't think he understood the volunteer nature of this organization. So we moved on, and we now have three wonderful speakers from the industry who are going to speak to us, and actually we owe them a thanks for this particular event, for all the food and everything. And the first one, and I'm going to say it even though he said he didn't care, is Dr. Patrick Ryan from a little company that you may have heard of called Google.
Thank you. All right. Thank you all. It's a pleasure to be here. My name is Patrick Ryan. I work on internet governance issues in a fairly new team at Google that's focused on internet governance and freedom of expression issues. Let's go ahead to the next slide. I'm going to speak fairly quickly today because I only have 10 minutes and I have a short video that I'd like to show at the end. So we'll move quickly on to the next slide. Just to start out by showing that that there is quite a lot of work for us to do in the coming months and years ahead. Next slide, please. We talked about this a little bit today. Fadi presented it, some of the issues that we are working on over the course of the next couple of months, and that includes attending the Internet Governance Forum coming up next month. There's, of course, the treaty conference that's taking place in Dubai in December. And then from there, it's not over. There's going to be a major event at the World Telecommunication Policy Forum in Geneva, and then the WISIS Plus 10, which will happen either in 2014 or 2015, and on and on. Next slide. One of the major issues that will be discussed at all of these events is the role of multi-stakeholder governance. It is what we are trying to protect and what all of us here are trying to protect. Now, what does multi-stakeholder governance mean? Well, it means a lot of different things, and it's a longer presentation and a longer discussion that we could have. We put together this slide to sort of show one aspect of it, and that is the crucial factor that everybody has a seat at the table in the multi-stakeholder forum. In a lot of the proposals that we're seeing today, these seats would be eliminated, or many of the seats would be eliminated and be replaced either exclusively or primarily by governments, which is something that really concerns us. Let's go to the next slide. So the internet is, of course, this amazing thing, and the multi-stakeholder model with seats at the table for everybody has brought us so far. So why change it? Well, there's a lot of theories as to why several governments, in fact, want to change that. A colleague and I, Jacob Glick, who's here tonight, thought about this a lot in the spring, and we came up with four ideas. There's certainly many more, but here's a few of them that I'll go over today. Let's go to the next slide. One is that a lot of governments are very concerned about controlling access to information and to be able to shut information off. The internet kill switch is something that we're seeing come up again and again, not just on a global basis, but on a very specific basis, where there would be a desire to turn off content of a certain kind and to be able to legitimize that, for example, through a treaty or through other mechanisms, is very attractive to governments. Let's go to the next slide. Another one, and this is one that certainly has a lot of resonance for those of us that want to get more internet out to everybody, is this idea of toll charges. We need to get more broadband out to rural markets and to users in the developing countries. That's for sure. The question is, how do we go about doing it? Many of the proposals today would completely change the model of the internet and insert these so-called toll charges for providers of content, and that would affect, we believe, the smallest user, the guy in the garage who just sets up his website, much more so than it would affect a very large company like Google, who can afford to pay those toll charges in many different ways. It's something that we want to keep an eye on and be sure to change in the future so that the structure of the current internet charging system does not change. Let's go to the next slide. And then third, this is a very delicate issue, but one that's very important. There's a perception around the world, let's face it, that the United States controls the internet, right? And so regardless of whether or not that's true, that perception absolutely exists. And it's dependent on all of us to recognize that and to take significant steps in order to be able to address it. Because the internet has become international, and it's going to be dependent on all of us to make sure that we share that view. Let's go to the next slide. And then finally, there's a desire that many governments have to have a one-stop shop for everything. Wouldn't it be great to have a central internet authority to be able to call up and have all of the issues resolved? Issues like spam, cybersecurity, the things that we deal with here at ICANN. It's complicated for governments to be able to go out to all of these different multi-stakeholder organizations and figure out how to be effective. Wouldn't it be great if there was a single authority for that? Of course, we think that would slow down the internet and that would harm innovation and be a major problem for the future, but we need to recognize that this is an attractive option for governments, and it's on us to help identify paths for governments to engage in the multi-stakeholder organizations that we're involved in, like ICANN. Next slide. So finally, in many ways, the internet has reached a constitutional moment. It's time for the internet and its governance structures to define how we're going to be governed and how the internet is going to govern itself into the future. Because if we don't, we risk having that governance imposed upon us. And that's very scary. There are a lot of different things that we can do and a lot of changes that can be made, but we do need to recognize that change does need to be made in all of these organizations. And reform is very important. Showing that there's activity in all of the regions, and this is a lot of the work that you guys do outside of the world, outside of the United States is crucial. Secondly, helping dispel the perceptions of U.S. control. There are reform issues that we can talk about later about ways to be able to do that, but it is a crucial thing for us to address. And then third, a general mistrust and misunderstanding of the multi-stakeholder model. People don't know what it is or what it means, or even the term itself is relatively new. And so in order to address this, and I'll come to a wrap right now, we'll go to the next slide. Together with Kathy Kleiman, last ICANN meeting, which was my first ICANN meeting in Prague, it was a great opportunity for me to learn myself about how ICANN works. We did a small video that had representatives from the ICANN environment outside of the United States talk about the multi-stakeholder model and what it means to them. And so why don't we go ahead and roll that video. very much. Thank you.
That was an excellent presentation. Thank you. If any of you have ever owned or used a .info site, you can thank our next speaker, Chairman of Afilias, Philippe Grabensek.
Good evening. Good evening. After that pretty cool video with all those internet and ICANN celebrities, it's probably a pretty tough job for me to add something meaningful to that, especially with the beautiful music in the background as well and a black background. So anyway, I try. Also, I'm now number 5 or 6, adding something positive, very positive, but I even so, bear is in danger that I repeat myself a little bit, but I think 5 years of regional at large organizations, half of the time of ICANN at large, that's definitely a great success story. And I think you all can take very much pride in what you have done and what you have achieved. And I'm very honored to make a few very quick remarks to that very distinguished group here. The question is, and remains and will remain, who are the users you're representing? And I remember a discussion I had a long time ago with the former German GEC representatives, who made it pretty easy. He said, the user, everybody who is somehow involved with the internet is a user, and so all citizens are the users, and the citizens are represented by the government, and the government is elected in a democratic way, so they need no other representation. Sounds first somehow rational. However, now, there's three issues. No, I'm not following that road, especially on here. But there are problems with it. First of all, not all governments are democratic. And then sometimes, I think even in democratic governments, the administrative arm of the government, which is involved in, ICANN process, multi-stakeholder process, seems to be sometimes, depending on governments, but seems to be depending on times, but seems to be sometimes very far away from the users. So I think there's a very important role you play, and you have to play. It's not just, I think you cannot just leave it to the governments, who represent the citizens and in the GAC and wherever. So I think the role you play is so important and so essential, and I think the success speaks for itself. But broader representation is, of course, always, more legitimacy, more representation is, of course, always a challenge. And, I think, you still have the opportunity to grow. I think 160 organizations at the summit 2009, that's great. But I think, what the speaker said before, if we can do a very little, very, 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 very little small, humble to support on your way to even increase that success model, we would be very honored to. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Our last speaker from industry actually represents our host here. He's from CIRA, the .ca registry for Canada.
Yeah.
I only heard from one Canadian in the room. Where are the rest of the Canadians? Thank you very much. It's Paul Anderson, the chairman of the board of CIRA.
Wow. Well, thank you very much for that. I don't know how to follow. I'll try and add something. I'm pleased to first put that so you can... I think you can hear me better now. I'm pleased to welcome you, the North American Regional At-Large Organizations, as the host organization to ICANN 45, and welcome you to Toronto, my home city. It's where I was born and raised, and it's still my hometown, so I do hope you will enjoy your time here. As one of the 5 regional at-large organizations, I know Naralo brings the essential user community to The Voice, to ICANN's activity, and CIRA is very happy to help sponsor a portion of the event tonight. I've been asked to talk a little bit about what CIRA does and the responsibility of running a country code top-level domain. Generally, this would take I could talk at great length, but I've asked to condense it, and I'm also being told I'm speaking too fast, so I have to slow down. So I'll try and keep it short, and I know I'm also one of the last speakers between you and drinks and entertainment. CCTLDs are really a unique entity in the ICANN community. We know much of the attention these days is about new GTLDs, and the majority of which are held by private sector. But CCTLDs, like .ca, are primarily run for not-for-profits, and in .ca's case, in the public interest. A lot of what we do, we are a technical organization, but we are also heavily involved in influencing internet policy at the highest levels. And we operate as an entity that, as best we can, that tries to take an objective and neutral look at the current state of affairs, both domestically and globally, and try and be a neutral voice. CCTLDs generally represent a geographic region, and therefore their work focuses on the issues important to that particular region. And of course, our case, it's Canada, and we like to represent Canada's online identity. So fundamentally, CIRA, we have been trusted as stewards of .ca, and we have three roles. First two are fairly easy. We run the registry. We operate the underlying DNS, the critical infrastructure. And the third one is we try and fulfill a public mandate role in Canada. So we got this mandate from the Canadian government, specifically from Industry Canada, which is the department responsible for telecommunications online economy. And the first two are fairly easy. With channel partners, we register .ca domain names, and we ensure people are able to resolve sites. And we try and do this in a competitive and efficient manner. Because even though we are a not-for-profit, we do operate in a competitive landscape. Philips Company is pushing .infos, there's .com, and one of our goals is that we feel fulfills a public mandate is to be the preferred choice of Canadians. So we have to be aware of that, and we try and always operate in the most competitive and efficient manner we can. The third role, or in our mandate, is a little less straightforward, but we feel one of the very important, and that's to give back to the Canadian internet community. Our work in this regard is to enhance the Canadian online experience. We've done that a number of ways. We manage the .ca Impact Awards. It's a very successful program where we try and celebrate .ca websites that make a positive impact on our community. We also support organizations like Media Smarts, a Canadian organization dedicated to enhancing media and digital literacy among youth. With Media Smarts, we have already released a series of cybersecurity tip sheets, and we are working with them on a research project called Young Canadians in a Wired World. It's also through this role we try and speak with Canadians about how they would like to see the internet develop. We hold an annual event called the Canadian Internet Forum. It's an annual discussion with Canadians about the importance of internet-related issues that are important to them. Through these discussions we produce a white paper annually, which is presented to the annual Internet Governance Forum, which I'm sure most of you are familiar with. We also try and represent the interests of our .ca members at various internet governance fora, including ICANN. Our CEO is a vice chair of the CCNSO and has also been involved in mechanisms to look at the various funding that CCTLDs and other organizations should be funding ICANN. CCTLD community plays a key role through the CCNSO in advising and providing direction to the ICANN board based on the unique needs of CCTLDs and their respective communities. And we're also pleased to host this ICANN meeting. Acting in the public interest is an item the organization has struggled almost since its inception over 10 years ago, and something we continue to struggle today. Trying to find a balance, both at the board, at our board, in the organization, to find what's the best way that we can help the internet community without losing our neutral voice can lead to a large number of vivid discussions, both inside the organization and with our stakeholders, working with stakeholders, identifying them. But we're really proud with what we've been able to do in the last few years. With that said, I'd like to reiterate on behalf of the host, a welcome to ICANN 45 in Toronto. As the entity that represents the user community, we believe that Neuralo is a key player in ICANN's ecosystem. The voice you bring to meetings like this is irreplaceable and demonstrates the beauty and importance of the multi-stakeholder model. I think it behooves all of us to act as ambassadors for this model in order to ensure our voices continue to be heard in the ongoing development of the internet. So I hope your meetings are very productive and stimulating, and I hope you do have a little bit of time to escape and enjoy the City of Toronto. And with that, thank you for your time and enjoy the meeting.
Oh.
hard act to follow this, too.
All right. Our very last speaker is somebody who I speak to on a weekly basis and email multiple times during the day, but the always helpful chair of ALAC, Olivier Crépin Leblanc.
Thank you very much, Garth. I think we're kind of running a little bit behind, so I had a whole speech about how the RALOs were created and how at-large structures get somehow certified and are able to join us, but I think I'll cut this one short just to say there is a process, and yes, I have to go slowly for the interpreters. There is a process by which at-large structures are certified. It's quite an involved process which has all sorts of due diligence going on and consultation with the members of the RALO already. The process is complex, and the memorandum of the RALOs that the RALOs actually signed was very complex as well. The thing, though, is I've been asked recently, how was all this designed? You know, did ICANN staff do it for you? Did you have lawyers that did it for you? Actually, we had some lawyers do it for us, and they were members. It's the community itself building its own systems, its own processes from scratch. And this is what is pretty incredible, the sort of self-building for themselves. Anyway, without going through the whole thing, we've got a few people that were around when the RALOs were invented 5 years ago, when they were all created. And a few of them survived. So today we're honoring the few that are surviving, that have survived the first 5 years. We're hoping we will see them 5 years from now. But in case we don't, we're going to give them a certificate of appreciation, and hopefully we'll be able to give them something a bit more consistent next time we see them 5 years from now. So first for AFRALO. Now, AFRALO has always been a pioneer, and I know the African community here has been a real pioneer. I'm going to read through the list. Not all of them managed to make it, but we have Didier Cazol from the Internet Society, Democratic Republic of Congo, Khaled Kouba, Tunisian Internet Society, Abdelrahim Jamari from ISOC Morocco, Mohamed El Bashir from the Sudan Internet Society, Hawa Diakita from ISOC Mali, Calvin Brown from ISOC South Africa, Yaovi Atohun from ISOC Benin, Baudouin Chombe from Centre Africain d'Échange Culturel, and Alois Simon Menda from Journalist Unions for Science and Technology Advancement in Africa, Justa Africa. So here we have Hawa and Yaovi. Yeah. Well done. Okay. And Yaovi, please. Yeah. And are we doing the pictures afterwards, or yeah? And I realize this part is the only thing that will stop you to have food later on. So we have to do it fast. Okay, so APRALO, the Asia-Pacific Regional At-Large Organization. I'm going to read the names again. Cheryl Langdon Orr, haven't seen her recently. The Internet Society of Australia. For the transcript record, you missed the part, yeah. Izumi Aizu from the Internet Users Network. Leslie Allenson, ISOC Pacific Islands. Bilal Biraim, Arab Knowledge and Management Society. Edmund Chung from the Internet Society Hong Kong. David Farrar from Internet NZ. Karataina Tairu, Atoaura Maori Internet Organization. And I managed to say this one. And J. William Samich, Internet User Society from Niue. So, first, Cheryl Langdon Orr.
Over here to the photo op. I'm not the only one that survived. It's just not everyone got their deals.
Okay, they never told me it was going to be so much work. All right, now I see some names I know here. Euralo, European At-Large Organization. Timo Kiran Wu, Suomen Internet. And the next, IHDISTYS. Anybody from Finland will be able to tell us this. ISOC Finland, actually. That's the easy way. Dragoslava Pefeva, Internet Society Bulgaria. Wolfgang Kleinwächter, Medienstadt Leipzig. Rudy Van Znik, Internet Society Belgium. Patrick Van der Velle, Internet Society Luxembourg. Sébastien Bachelet. Huh, I know that name. Chapitre Français, Internet Society ISOC France. Stefano Trumpi, Societa Internet. And Joan Francesc Gras, ISOC Catalan, the Catalan chapter. So, Sébastien. And Stefano. They have survived. So this is a word of warning. If you stick around too much, you'll end up either on the board or on the GAC. Well, Judith, you're yet to join as an at-large structure with an organization, so...
Yes, actually, as a member of the board, at the interview of the nominations committee, I was asked, outside of the ICANN board, if there was one SO you feel affiliated to, which one would it be? And my answer was ALAC. So what I would like to share with you is this. The composition of the board, where the NOMCOM, the appointees of the NOMCOM, are by heart and spirit the at-large community. And we applaud the energy and the power that you bring to ICANN, because true power comes from the heart. It's energy. And ALAC is pure, unadulterated energy to ALAC. Thank you.
Thank you, Judith. So we'll have Lacrallo now. So a lot of people actually in Lacrallo, because that region is quite populous. The first region, actually, yes, the largest region now. So, and it was the largest region when it started, and it keeps on being the largest region. They grow at a very fast pace. So Christian Hess, Association Cora Recente de Dichero Informatico. Sorry, my Spanish is absolutely dreadful. Really sorry. Carlos Aguirre, I got that. No. Wait. We have to have the full list first. Asociación Grupo de Estudio e Investigación Academia en Derecho Económica y Negocios de la Sociedad de la Información. I trust you, Carlos, to put me in trouble on this one. Eric Eriate Ajon, Alfaredi, you see? Sergio Salinas Porto, Asociación Única de Chatters Usuarios de Internet e e-commerce. Lance Hines, DevNet. Melody Palmer, ICT4D Jamaica.
Matias Altamira, Instituto Iberoamericano de Investigación para la Sociedad de la Información. Sebastian Balagamba, Internet Society Argentina. James Corbin, Internet Society Barbados. Ana Sanchez, Internet Society Ecuador. Vladimir Davalos, JCI, Ecuador, again. Alejandro Pizanti, Sociedad Internet de México. Carlos Samuels, the University of West Indies, and Dev Anantiliksing, Trinidad and Tobago Computer Society, TCCS. So, well done. And so we'll start with the one who gave me the most trouble, Carlos.
Thank you. Gracias.
Sergio Salinas Porto, hombre. Carlton Samuels. Devanand Tilak Singh. And over to the photo slide. Okay, and that's the end. Oh, no. There is Naralo, isn't there? Oh, Naralo. Let's have a look. Right, so we have in Naralo, North American Regional at Large Organization, there's quite a few that have survived. Randy J. Glass, America at Large, INC. Gareth Sherman, Telecommunications Canada. Darlene Thompson, NCAP. Michael Miranda, Association for Community Networking, EFCN. Dharma Daly, EFN. Louis Houle, ISOC Quebec. Evan Leibovich, the Canadian Association for Open Source, CLU. Robert Guerra from Privatera. Seth Race, Intellectual Property and Technology Section, Hawaii State Bar Association. Eduardo Diaz, Internet Society, Puerto Rico. And a couple of unaffiliated members as well, the individual members that are allowed in Naralo, and that's Alan Greenberg and Wendy Seltzer. So, we'll start with Randy Glass. Gareth Sherman. Not you yet, darling. Darlene Thompson, there you go.
Thank you. Oh, whatever.
Louis Houle. Evan Leibovich.
Ah, Evan.
Seth Reese. Eduardo Diaz. And Alan Greenberg.
Take it.
Show me your paper. Well, let's look. Now we're going to start with certificates for everyone else in the room.
Are they edible?
How many hours do we have?
Are the certificates edible?
No, they're not edible. No, unfortunately. Thank you very much to all of the people who have come. We now have a cake that is going to arrive, and we'll be able to share it. Well done.
Very quickly, I want to acknowledge Glenn McKnight, who is responsible for 135% of this event. And Glenn is going to be introducing the music and dancers. Thank you.
Those who are not familiar with Métis culture, this will be a great opportunity to learn that in Canada we are a blend of cultures. We are proud of our Métis heritage. And behind you, if you stand up, you'll see our performers. They're going to start now. We have three performers, Ariel, Alicia, and Jenny. And we're very pleased for them to start their music now. Thank you. Bring our cocktails right away. Thank you.